Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Look at you go. Knocking stuff out. Letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Segment 2 is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids. Today we highlight Bryce Ebel at Brewer Fertilizer and Farms in Fall City. Call Bryce and the team at 402-883-0556, part of the Beck's Hybrids family.
Right now, they've had bracketology, and people had to fill out their, it's seed versus seed.
Ooh.
And Beck's was a one seed, and they've advanced. And they've advanced. So they are in the Sweet 16 of seed, and so they've advanced. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's some pressure.
A lot of pressure on when you get picked to be, when you're the one seed overall. It's a lot of pressure. It's like Auburn, and they feel it. They feel it right now.
What are those guys doing right now?
Right now, loading gear. I mean, loading seed. People are picking it up, just going out the door faster than you can imagine. Semis backed up all up and down I-80.
Ruts.
Hitting Goner. Yeah, ruts. Actually, the gravel road's pretty nice right there, right next to Goner. It's pretty nice.
It's not bad.
Road.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I parked.
Continued maintenance.
Continued maintenance. A golf cart picked me up.
Jeez.
Take me back to technology.
Really?
Days, which me and Jake will be out again.
Bill had a.
I am not invited, apparently.
No, you are invited. You were busy with something.
You're probably getting ready to go to Ruhlman's. You're going to go to. Remember? Great chance you'll see me. Just like I said last weekend.
You said 40% chance.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
Is it still as of Tuesday? 40% chance you'll go to Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
Yeah. Friday. That's
so. If I make plans to be there, I might see you there.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Do a little taste. I can just do a little
test. Put you on the ladder in the bar. Wheel you back and forth.
I'm okay with not being on the ladder.
I think the ladder made me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Got to have some barnyard cat-like agility to be up there.
That's for Phil.
Yeah. Phil could do it.
He could do it, sure.
Yeah, Phil's used to it. Well, you got some new coaching news?
Well, we had breaking news during the show yesterday that Iowa had officially hired Ben McCollum. He's at a press conference today to introduce himself to the Iowa Hawkeye. Hey,
hello.
Guys, I'm Ben.
Ben.
I'm your new head coach here. I was born here in Iowa City. I'm back.
You guys like that hire?
I do.
I don't know.
Good for you.
There's sometimes you go with this one, would I push back on it? No, I'd be like, no. Guys had success, this. I don't know. I mean, some of that when you had 1 year at Drake, and mm-hmm. he brought a bunch of players in, which was really good. That matters. But I don't know after 1 year of Division I that all of a sudden he's ready for the Big Ten.
You know what I don't like doing that. Jake?
I
think the media does it all the time. Mm-hmm. Good hire. Sign off. You wouldn't even know him if he walked in the building. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Now, I love the fact that obviously at Division II, you have to try to outcoach people a lot.
Yeah.
And so the coaching part of it, I think he'll be as good as anyone. There's a lot going on in the Big Ten. I mean,
whoever the AD is, I should know the name, at Drake, needs to be sought after, because his last three hires for basketball are all now head coaches in the Big Ten. All the coaches, the last three coaches hired in the Big Ten were all back-to-back-to-back coaches at Drake. So Ben McCollum was just there this year. He's now the head coach at Iowa. Darian DeVries, prior to McCollum, was at Drake, went to West Virginia. Now he's at Indiana. And then prior to DeVries at Drake was Nico Medved, who went to Colorado State. And he, as of yesterday, is the head coach at Minnesota now. So back-to-back-to-back coaches at Drake are all now hired within a week in the Big Ten to be head coaches.
Yeah.
They've done some good scouting.
When they have, like, the coaches' convention, which is hard because it's always at the Final Four, imagine they have to have a special little suite for all the Drake coaches.
Former Drake coaches over here.
All the Drake coaches, assistants and head coaches. Let's get together. It'd be quite a crew.
Nico Medved, age 51, has coached at Furman, 1 year at Drake. He was 17-17 at Drake in 2018. And then where he built his resume is at Colorado State, which he had a good run there. This isn't an overwhelming hire by Minnesota. It's good.
They're pretty happy up there.
Well,
response is happy for Minnesota.
Well, I'm glad they're happy. It looks fine.
Talk about
his resume doesn't blow you out of the water is what I'm saying. It does not blow you out.
It's a little surprising he got the Colorado State job off of 17-17.
He had been at Furman. Yeah. He had been at Furman and had he was okay at Furman, Jake. He was 62-70 at Furman. 33-37 in the Southern Conference.
Okay.
Four games under. Went to Drake and was 17-17 overall and 10-8 in the Mo Valley. Went to the CIT second round. All stuff is fine. Mm-hmm. And then at Colorado State, he went to 3 NCAA tournaments, won 1 game. I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. He was 26-10 this year. They're 16-4 in the Mountain West, which the Mountain West, I guess, is on par with the ACC these days, except for.
Well, it was a miracle shot for them not to be in the in the Sweet 16.
And buzzer beater.
And they looked really good. When you watched them play, they looked really good. But it's one of those tough jobs. I mean, Minnesota, it's like, okay, I'm going to get paid a lot more money.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow.
Hard.
I mean, I know Minnesota made the tournament this year, but they don't have facilities, and I doubt they
Minnesota
have.
Minnesota made what tournament?
The Big Ten tournament.
The Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. The one that Nebraska did not make.
Yes. So they're in the Big Ten tournament.
Kudos for making a Big Ten tournament. But yeah, I get it.
Nebraska missed out, and they made
top 15.
They did make the tournament.
Made the tournament.
Wait a second, which one?
Conference tournament.
We have to say it.
It's fair to say that.
So
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
That's a tough job.
If you're selling him by him,
I don't think they have the facilities. They don't have. Yeah. Made the tournament.
No, we made the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. You know that, right?
didn't get left out. Like
they lost in the Big Ten tournament, and then the AD flew home and fired the guy at 2 a.m.
Yep. Yeah. Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson got fired.
Welcome back. You're fired.
So you guys like that Colorado State team that went 26-10? Yeah.
Just know that
you saw them.
Minnesota probably, I don't know. I'm gonna say Minnesota, North Washington are the two toughest jobs in the Big Ten.
Let's think about that.
There's
what about Nebraska?
I still think Penn State basketball is tough to win at too.
Penn State's tough.
That'd be one of those. That'd be right there.
Those are tough.
Those are three.
Would you put Nebraska in there? Yeah. Not necessarily.
Not even. I don't think it's even remotely close. If you compare, again, fan base, facilities, money. I think they got a way better situation than a lot of teams in this conference.
That hurts.
You don't want to give anybody an excuse, but Nebraska just doesn't have any excuses.
Well, they do have the one. They do have the one that we covered yesterday. I don't know. Now, I'm not saying I should rephrase that. There's a potential excuse, right, with NIL. If they're indeed, as Robin reports, in the bottom or near the bottom third, that's kind of an excuse.
It's not good. Now, when you go back historically, which takes Fred out of the equation.
Take Fred out.
Just go back historically when there was no NIL and it still wasn't. So inexplicable. What was the excuse then?
None.
Yeah.
That's what drives me crazy. Yeah, this isn't – I hope people understand when we go down this road with Nebraska. It's not always a Fred discussion. It's a lot of what's happened at Nebraska and what hasn't happened at Nebraska has nothing to do with Fred. I just think Fred sort of benefits from it. You know, I mean, he's making four points, however million dollars. I mean, and that's just because he's in the Big Ten and he's survived at a school that doesn't have much for expectations.
Now, I would say most coaches don't say it or doesn't come out loud. The part that just drives me nuts now is just like, don't have the same NIL. So, guys. So you're just like that. I mean, you're just giving in.
Are you giving in then?
I'm just out. I mean, last year, Oakland beat Kentucky in the first round. Correct. Oakland beat Kentucky in the first round. They'd have no NIL, scholarship only, and even that's probably reduced.
There's a lot of examples of that goes on and on forever.
But if that's all that you say is like, why are you guys winning NIL? Why'd you lose that game, NIL?
Is that all it is?
It just becomes that now.
Yeah. Now, in the minds of some people, they boil it down to that pretty fast. Yeah. And I'm not of that mind.
Because you can take just like it is. How's the NFL set up for success? Right. As far as if you're a bad team, get a higher draft.
Right.
So the Cardinals have been a bad team since the last 50 years. They've had really good drafts.
A couple good runs,
but overall bad team.
The one thing I would say though, Bill, and I've said this about Nebraska basketball again pre-Fred. No, not this isn't a Fred discussion. There are certain players that weren't available to Nebraska. They just weren't. If they were really good, they're going to a name brand. They're going to Kansas or going to Kentucky, name brand.
Here's an example. You know, Robin Washington put out a couple of different names that have interest in Nebraska early on, and it's mutual interest. IPFW point guard transfer, Jalen Jackson. So, again, not a Power 5 school, but IPFW, first team All-Horizon point guard.
Okay.
He's friends with Connor Asesian, longtime, lifetime friends with Connor Asesian, apparently.
That would be helpful.
Then a couple more. Then you look at William Kyle from UCLA, went to South Dakota State.
Whoa.
Possibly.
Kyle to Nebraska, maybe?
Well, again, I'm not saying for sure, but Nebraska doesn't have interest in him. Only 3 points a game at UCLA this year.
Oh, that was all?
He was really good at South Dakota State. Didn't really click at UCLA.
Hmm.
Two other names, you've got
average three.
Charlotte guard Nick Graves, 17 points a game. Sounds like Bryce Williams' numbers at Charlotte. And then Loyola Maryland forward Milos Ilić looking at Nebraska. So I'm not going off to the Power 5 guys, but there's some great talent in non-Power 5 basketball, we all know.
Yeah,
I think Power 5 would scare me way more than the non-Power 5.
Because
I would – those that are – that word playing – no, if you didn't have success at your Power Four, I like guys that are playing up. I've always been about that. There's, like you said, how many times we've turned the games on now and go, whoa, who's that? Look at this guy. I mean, you see it all the time.
Yeah, look at the guys. Well, I think seven of the All-Americans played up. They were mid-major guys.
You know who it oddly worked for, though? Tim Miles, look at his first couple. He had Walter Pitchford come from Florida, averaged like 1 point a game, and was a good player. Pettaway averaged like 2 points a game at Texas Tech, had 17 in Nebraska. Yeah, so rare instance where back with two Power Five players worked out.
But Copeland.
That was 12 years. Copeland from Georgetown.
Copeland from Georgetown. Those worked.
But in general, you want the guys playing up. Absolutely.
You said 10, 7 of the 10.
There are more than 14. I think there are 14, but there's 15 All-Americans. But, yeah, 7 came up. I saw that stat last night. 7 from mid-major type school.
I didn't know that Clayton at Florida was at Iona 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was with Patino's team at Iona.
Walter Clayton.
Really?
Yes, he was at Iona. And now he's a superstar at Florida.
Made a couple shots that were incredible.
Yeah, pretty good player.
What a great game for Florida. You needed that game. You want those games. You want those heat. The game right down to it. All the champions you see, for the most part, have a game like that somewhere. That's like advantage tough. Florida.
I mean, Florida was tough in
Who's
the final
Florida
seconds.
Have, who they have next, Jake?
They have Maryland.
Yes, yeah, Maryland. Right. That's correct. Maryland's Maryland. Next.
I'll be shocked if Florida doesn't beat them handily. I'll be shocked.
Against the Crab Five?
The Crab Five. I'd be shocked.
All right.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if they do beat them handily.
Hmm.
Well.
We have an interesting take.
Oh, so yes. We have a game to watch for. Yes. Maryland and Florida. Will it be a blowout or close?
Maryland's good. Man.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bills Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out. Letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.